Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Would you have a few minutes to participate, ma'am? All right,
yeah.
Let me just, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, in thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would that be, I am definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote, or I'm not very likely to vote, I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Okay. All right, thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or no party affiliation?
Republican.
Republican. All right, ma'am, are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish origin speaking background?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose, what is your main racial background? Would that be African American or Black, Asian or Asian American, white or other?
White.
Okay. All right, thank you. And what is your age, ma'am? Are you 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
46 to 55.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describe how likely are you to vote between the Democratic candidate and Republican candidate? Would that be definitely voting, vote for Democratic candidate, probably vote for Democratic candidate, a lean slighted to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slighted to the Republican candidate?
Lean slightly towards Republican.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and you have, you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please indicate that as well. The first one will be Aaron Hunley. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
No opinion.
No opinion? Okay, Scott Boyd.
Very favorable.
Okay, Carolina Amnesty?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay, Kamala Harris.
Yeah. I'm just neutral.
Neutral on that one? Okay. Okay, I don't have neutral, but I have no opinion or no opinion or would that or maybe somewhat unfavorable or somewhat favorable?
Okay, we'll go with somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, thank you. All right, what about Leonard Spencer?
No opinion.
No opinion of him. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, now if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would it be Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Neither.
Okay, neither of those, okay. All right, if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards at this time? Would that be Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I guess I would be leaning towards Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, okay, thank you. All right, if the election for a state, for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Be Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, and Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
I'm leaning towards Leonard Spencer, not
Leonard.
Carolina.
Okay, Leonard Spencer.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, and then would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Probably.
Probably, okay. All right, ma'am, as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoings, says that these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found, you know, completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
I mean, I might not vote at all. I'm definitely not voting for Carolina, but I don't know enough about Spencer to say that I'm definitely going to vote for him.
Okay, this is just for whom would you vote? I mean, that's not definitely or probably. After hearing that, if the election, would you, do a Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or vote for Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would vote for Spencer because,
Spencer.
I mean, I don't know, okay. But it doesn't, it seems like, he hasn't been arrested.
All right, ma'am, and here comes the question, would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
So probably.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, due to State Representative Amnesty arrest, there has been discussion that she will be, she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for this seat, okay? You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. Okay, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Erin Huntley, the Republican.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, ma'am. Would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Probably.
Okay. All right, ma'am. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
Scott Boyd,
okay. All right, ma'am. Would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
That would be a definite.
Definitely, okay. All right, ma'am. I really appreciate your time and help. We're almost done. We only have a few short demographic questions before we finish for qualification purpose only. And regardless of how you feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Would that be Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Thank you. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote for Democrat, usually vote for Democrat, vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans, or usually vote for Republican or always vote for Republican? Usually vote for Republican. Okay. All right, ma'am. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate,
okay, all right. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Would that be less than high school diploma, high school graduate, college like trade school, college graduate with associate 2-year degree, college graduate with bachelor's 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
College graduate with 2-year degree,
okay. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time and help with this survey. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.